Welcome back to the show. Is there such a thing as a love potion? Well, our guest says, yeah, actually, and he has created it along with his father. It's called Pheromone Advantage. Welcome to the show, Drew Amend. Hi, Drew.
Hi, Kim. How are you?
So your father developed this formula. Is this right?
Yeah, we did together, actually.
Okay. Uh-huh. Love potion number 9?
Well, kind of like that. I guess that was the genesis of it, or the idea, but... there had been a lot of discoveries about pheromones back at the time that we sort of put this together almost 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. And the research was there, and we could do the studies, and we found out what it was and what the compounds were made of, and we put together a formula. We thought this would be pretty cool, and it's been pretty neat. We've gotten tremendous feedback on it ever since.
Okay, so explain to us what this is, because right now it sounds like I could drink it, I could eat it, I could wear it. I mean, what is it?
Well, Pheromone Advantage is a topical solution that you can put on the exposed areas of skin. And basically what it does is kind of like a pheromone supplement.
So is it like kind of a perfume?
That's a good question, because no, it doesn't actually have a scent to it.
Oh.
Like perfume. There are pheromone formulas out there that are kind of like the double as a cologne or a perfume.
Yeah.
This isn't that. This is just pheromones. And the way pheromones work is a little differently than say, perfumes, because you don't really smell the pheromones. They're detected in a whole nother way.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so this is just like, is it like a liquid or a spray?
It's a liquid, and you can either dab it out onto your fingers and then mm-hmm. put it onto the back of your neck or your forearms, and that's it. You're good to go. You can wear it with your regular cologne or perfume, and we have a formula for men and a formula for women. So, and they're distinctly different. Each sex responds differently to pheromones, and it has a different formulation.
Okay, but if you're a gay man, then you'd want to buy the woman's?
And we specifically put on the bottle to attract men for that reason.
Okay.
Because we didn't want to leave them out.
Right.
And men do respond to the pheromones that are in this formula. We say it's for women, and we have to apologize for having a straight bent to our website design, but
okay.
it is to attract men.
Okay. So you put this on, and then how close do you need to get to a person for them to get a whiff of these pheromones and come running into your arms?
You don't have to be, it works off trace amounts, and so I would say that as long as you are within, say, the confines of a room or a building, you're getting close.
Okay.
You don't have to be, like, right up next to somebody.
Okay.
You could be across the room, across the office, at the bar, wherever you're at. But they work across great distances. And let me just explain a little bit about what pheromones are. Pheromones...
Okay.
They're chemical hormones that the body produces to attract the opposite sex.
Okay.
And in the animal kingdom, pheromones are individual scent prints, and they're found in urine and sweat, and they dictate sexual behavior in animals and helps them choose mates. From an evolutionary point of view, pheromones give species a surviving advantage by making sexual attraction and mating more instinctual.
Okay, so this is kind of like, that's why there's no real scent to it, because it's kind of this, I guess, odorless, these chemicals that we're giving off, and it just kind of shows the opposite sex that we're ready for mating.
Yeah, more or less. I mean, pheromones, the way they work, see, we produce them around our underarms or nipples and our groin,
mm-hmm.
and they're coming out in sweat. And this was discovered back in 1986. Now, mm-hmm. scientists have known about pheromones before that. They were first discovered in animals, in the animal kingdom, back in as early as the 1800s. But in 1986, a group of scientists from the Chemical Senses Center in Philadelphia discovered these pheromones and in humans. And they found them in the sweat. But so we produce them, but do we detect them? And that's the other side of the coin. And now we can prove that we do detect and respond to pheromones. Researchers had recently discovered an olfactory nerve that is the route through which the pheromones are processed. It's called nerve O, and it's slipped under radar for many years because it's so tiny.
Mm-hmm.
But the nerve O was discovered in whales, and scientists surmise that, well, this little nerve might be found in humans as well, and it was. And so we know that the fibers of the nerve O go from the VNO into the limbic regions of the brain, the central centers of the brain.
Okay, so do you know how well your solution works?
I get tremendous feedback from our customers on a daily basis.
Okay.
We have scads and scads and hundreds of testimonials from people who rave about our product.
Say that people just paid a little bit more attention to them when they were wearing your formula. Like maybe they just got hit on a little bit more flirting going on, sort of.
Oh, we get testimonials that are over the top. I mean, people don't say, you know, I kind of noticed a little something, da da da. No, when they respond to when they tell us about it,
right? It's a big response.
It's big. Yeah, they
now,
usually get a big response.
I'm sure there's a big question out there, which is, does this take away the free choice of the opposite sex? When you put this on and you're around a man, does this just automatically make him desire you and he has no choice in it anymore?
Well, you know, I mean, that's a good question, and I've heard that question posed before. And I guess, you know, do you take away the free choice of a man by wearing a revealing top?
Okay. So it's just meant to kind of titillate them a little bit more.
Yeah, okay. More like that.
Okay.
You're not casting a spell over these people.
Right. You're just
and you're not chemically inducing them.
You're just sexier to them.
You're firing on all pistons when it comes to pheromones.
Okay. Drew, thank you so much for being on the show tonight.
Yeah, well, thank you. Appreciate it.
Drew Ament, he is the co-owner of Pheromone Advantage. Go to the website lovestruescent.com. Pretty interesting stuff. Grab some and see if it works. I think Drew, you're going to ship us a couple here so that Casey and I can try it out.
They are in the mail.
Okay. Casey.
I'm all over that.
You are.
I am all over that.
All right. We're continuing on. Coming up next, the chemistry of connection. Exactly what goes on in your brain that makes your heart palpitate for that specific someone. That's coming up. This is Your Time with Kim Iverson.